Police Board Chairwoman Don Lunning believes the police service's monthly budget report is confusing to read and wants to see the document revamped for easier comprehension. The Moose Jaw Police Service, MJPS, presented its monthly budget update during the Board of Police Commissioners' October 19 meeting. The document described the organization's revenues and expenses from January to September. It is the way the document reports that information that confused Lunning, who pointed out it takes her a while to understand or interpret the variance percentage and variance balance. Currently, the police service reports its variances as how much money is left to spend and the percentage that represents. So, as of September 30, the MJPS's remaining net budget is $2,572,176.12, or 23.03% left to spend. "Just wondering if we can go the opposite way," she laughed, "and say our salaries are at 68.32% of the year's budget, spent, rather than doing it the opposite way. Maybe I'm the only one who cares. It takes me a while, when I look at this, to go, okay, are they over or are they under?" Police Chief Rick Barassa agreed with Lunning's concerns, saying, "I still struggle when I look at this and I have to get my head wrapped around thinking backwards." The chief noted that he regularly goes to the police service's finance officer to ask for clarification when he reads the budget document. After conferring briefly with the finance officer, Barassa acknowledged that the document could be revamped for easier reading. Budget highlights. While it was difficult for the MJPS to determine the budget variances earlier in the year because of how certain expenses and revenues are recorded or received, the organization now has a better picture, said Barassa. For example, the police service budgeted $8,825,252 in salaries this year, and as of September 30, there was $2,795,550.58, or 31.68%, left to distribute. "A lot of that would be explained by the 5 vacancies we have been running and we had budgeted for. If that line continues there, then any money left over moves over to the accumulated surplus," Barassa said. "Normally, we should have only 25% of that remaining at this time of year." Another expense item Barassa highlighted was the travel and conventions line. That area is at $7,027.46, which is $2,027.46, or 40.55%, over budget. Barassa said this is because some members attended the Canadian Association of Police Governance Conference in Saskatoon in September. "We've budgeted again for next year for those pieces as well," he said. Next year's conference is in St. John's, NFLD. Meanwhile, vehicle maintenance expenses are $232,640, which is $12,640.88, or 5.75%, over budget. "We are, like everybody else in the world right now, having difficulty replacing vehicles and getting new vehicles," said Barassa. "So we're running vehicles that are almost past their lifespan and are requiring, in some cases, some pretty significant repairs to keep them on the road." "The MJPS has ordered new vehicles, but they have been on backorder for 2 years, he continued. Meanwhile, that line item also includes fuel, which is more expensive now than when budgeted last year. Another item over budget is radio communications, with expenses of $9,572.76. This is $1,572.76, or 19.66%, past budget. Barassa said this is because the system's warranty has expired, so the police service pays for repairs. The police chief added that any money unspent this year is automatically transferred to accumulated surplus. The next police board meeting is Thursday, November 10.